Shalom. It's the Najit with Nation Helps for the Soto Brotherhood, the Rug Right Way, the Rug Right Empire, all the above. Today is an impeachment special, is what this episode is going to be called, because we're going to discuss all the different intricacies of this impeachment and of why they actually want to get rid of Donald Trump. A lot of people are never going to actually realize exactly why they want to get rid of Donald Trump as president. They think that they actually care about things that Donald Trump do, but I'm going to prove to you today with some facts that you can look up, that you can take and look on your own. You don't have to believe what the Najit say. You can take and you can look at your own at your own pace, at your own time, and you can say, listen, maybe now I can't understand why, even though every president has done exactly what Donald Trump is doing, this is the reasoning behind them wanting to get rid of him. I'm also going to show why Donald Trump is so straightforward with his approach through scriptures. All right, so these are some different things that we will be looking at today. Y'all pay good attention, you know. This is from the desk of the Najit, the podcast, by the Najit Melchizedek, Most Sway, leader of the Basotho Brotherhood, the Rug Right Way, the Rug Right Empire, all the above. But we discuss the pertinent political information to Israel, to Yasharallah, the things that are going to make us a greater nation in the new world to come, because we're going to have an upper hand on these things, because we can understand these things with a sovereign eye, not with the eye of a slave. Not with the eye of someone who has a stake in this place, but the eye of someone who has a stake in their own nation, a stake in their own land. All right, who has a stake in these politics outside of what they're doing inside the United States, outside of what they want to put the smoking veil over your eyes. We have a stake in these politics on a large scale. We look at these situations the same way Putin and Erdogan and all these other people look at the situations inside the U.S. All right, not in a way that means us caring too much, but in a way that means us caring just enough, all right? We'll be back in 1 second. So to begin today, we're going to start with Donald Trump's impeachment. Now let me tell you how the trial went. Well, let me explain the impeachment process to you to begin. Number one, the Constitution calls for the impeachment of a president. All right, and the impeachment process begins, all right, in the House of Representatives. All right. What the Constitution describes as an impeachable offense is high crimes and misdemeanors. They're very vague. All right, high crimes and misdemeanors, any actions that seem unbecoming of a president. Now, the precedent that has been set is that a president must break a law, high crimes and misdemeanors, all right, to be impeached. The Constitution does not specifically say you must commit a crime, but for the most part, the leaders of this nation, before the current leaders, have decided, listen, in order for us to remove someone as president who has the backing of majority of the country because they won a presidential election, we must make sure that we do not impeach unless they commit a crime. The reason behind this is, honestly, if you look at the last president that got impeached, well, one of the first presidents that got impeached, rather, and actually removed. I mean, not actually removed, but he did get impeached, and it messed him up so bad he couldn't even run for a second term. He didn't win the re-election for his party. It was Andrew Johnson. Andrew Johnson was the president that came right after Abraham Lincoln. All right, Andrew Johnson was a very racist man. He ended Reconstruction. Okay, what Reconstruction was, the period I talk about a lot, where black people were beginning to be given a lot of rights. We were voting at a high level. We were beginning to come into public office at a high level. We were building businesses for our own communities at a high level. We were pretty much taking over our own communities. The state of South Carolina was majority black and majority free black, because all blacks were free at the time. So black people were coming up a lot. We had this thing called Reconstruction, which gave for troops to be in the South to make sure that nothing happened to the black man. He was attempting to exercise his rights and to make sure that we weren't just completely untreated evil. Andrew Johnson decided to end his policy because he was from the South. He was on a ticket with Abraham Lincoln on what's called a unity ticket. So it was a Republican and a Democrat running on the same ticket to kind of unify the country. So Abraham Lincoln was able to win by such a big margin. He had a unity ticket that he was running on. Andrew Johnson did not like the Republicans' plan for Reconstruction. So he went on with it to a certain extent, but he also, you know, kind of started pulling the troops out, doing some things to end Reconstruction completely. Was one of the weakest Reconstruction presidents ever. What happened after him was Ulysses S. Grant, one of the strongest Reconstruction presidents ever. Okay, and that's the situation that'll happen when you take someone out of power they didn't want to. that did not warrant being taken out of power by committing a high crime or a misdemeanor. Now, the crime that Andrew Johnson did commit was that he violated an act that was eventually deemed unconstitutional, but he violated an act that pretty much said, how I put this? It's only certain reasons that you can put troops inside of U.S. territories, all right? They found that enough of a reason to impeach him because they felt like he went against that new act that had been passed. The real reason they impeached him was because he went against Congress Reconstruction plans. All right, he went against the Reconstruction plans of the entirety of the country. So a majority of the country that did not elect Andrew Johnson, let's be exact here. All right, they elected Abraham Lincoln. Andrew Johnson got to fill into the place. But majority of the country that elected Abraham Lincoln did not agree with Andrew Johnson's plan forward. The difference in the Trump situation is if you go back, and I know people always look at the popular vote and say he lost the popular vote. One more thing I want to explain to you today about the popular vote. All right, the reason that we do not simply go off a popular vote in this country is because the country is very, very big. It's very, very big. It's very, very wide. All right, but it's densely populated in certain areas. A problem begins when you have a media conglomerate that owns majority of the media in the company. And all of us that are Israelites, we know the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Bundys, the Disneys, they own 90%+ of the media in this country. The Ashkenazis, all right, the Khazars, the fake Jews, the damn devils, they own 90% of the media in this country. So when you have a big set of people in a metropolitan area, they're able to touch all of those people and they can convince most of them to think the way they think by nothing but coercion. By nothing but if you don't think the way we think, you're wrong. And you're evil. And you're bad if you don't think the way we think. This gives them the ability, all right, to sway opinion very fast. They can very quickly sway public opinion, especially in those metropolitan areas. But they have a harder time in states like Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Delaware. They have a harder time spreading their ideology because it's so sparsely populated. There might be 5,000 people in all of Wyoming. It's an exaggeration, but you understand what I'm saying. Comparative, it's more people in LA than there is in the entire state of Wyoming. All right, so the reason that you don't go by popular vote is because you don't want those people to take complete control of everything. If you were to simply go by popular vote, those people will take complete control of everything. It will not be no checks and balances. It'll be Los Angeles, New York, and pretty much the only states that if popular vote was a deciding factor in a presidential election, the only states that the presidential candidates would visit for the most part, in majority, all right, they will visit a couple more because they just want to show good face. But where they'll spend majority of their time will be California, New York, Texas. They're not really going anywhere else because nowhere else is going to warrant them enough electoral votes to win. If you go look at the map, now I hate when people, if you go look at the map of when Donald Trump won, I'm not a Donald Trump proponent. All right, to a certain extent I am because he does some things that I do like, but not him as a man, his policies I do like. One thing I will say is he dominated the country. He didn't dominate LA, he didn't dominate New York City, but he dominated the country. If you go back and look at Hillary Clinton's electoral victories, they were few and far between. The entire middle of the country was red. Then you had New York and California that was blue. And that's pretty much how she got the majority electoral points that she got from New York and California. End up taking Florida. So that's where she got majority of her electoral college votes from. What we don't want to happen is that these people begin to just run everything inside of the country because they have a control on a small amount of these metropolitan areas. And these Twitter users that normally don't even go vote. Okay, social media and the media in general will fool you into thinking that majority of the country dislikes Donald Trump. That's not the case. If you go and you talk to these people, like I do, Wyoming and South Dakota, North Dakota, Delaware, Montana, Tennessee, West Virginia, these states that most people don't even know, oh, they're very, very strong pro-Trump people. Ain't no question that they're very, very, very strong pro-Trump people. All right, they want nothing to do with the Democratic Party. Why? Because they know the Democratic Party is the party of no action. The Democratic Party is the party of transgender, homosexuality, bisexual, and this is the only thing they've got done in the last 20 years. Nothing else. They yell about the border, but they had a president in the White House who, in his first year, deported more people than Trump has to date. Trump cannot catch Obama. As far as deportations is concerned, it's going to be damn near impossible for Trump to catch Obama. It's going to be damn near impossible for Trump to catch Obama as far as deportations are concerned, because of the amount of people that Obama deported at the time that he was in office. Alright, so we have to honestly pay attention to what's going on. It's a reason why we have the Electoral College in this country. It was not to try to take away people's votes just in case they didn't like who the president was. Because most states already have a law in place that says if you vote against who the state party told you to vote for, it's damn near treason. Alright, that's the level of crime that it rises to. It's something you never get out of jail. And it's something that's not pardonable by the president because it's a state charge. It's not a federal charge. The president cannot pardon people on state charges. Now, he can't transfer it to the federal, you know, that's a long process and something that he might do. I'm going to be honest with you, it's more than likely not going to happen because of the outcry that will happen because of it. They will have to impeach the president the next day if something like this happened. Now, the Electoral College is put into place to ensure that people in these states like Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, yeah, they're white people, but this country is majority white people, so that's just the case. All right, it's to ensure that these people also have a say in who the president of the country is, because if not, these metropolitan areas will completely take over and have complete control of everything, all politics inside the nation. All right, so now we have to sit back and say, how did Donald Trump win the Electoral College by so much? It's because he has majority of the country behind him. That's everywhere. That's not just he did. He doesn't have LA behind him and Californians, you know, Silicon Valley. He don't have those people behind him. He doesn't have New York City behind him. All the liberal ideas up there. But what he does have is all the ranchers and the farmers. He got the motherfuckers with guns. You hear me? I'm just going to be completely honest with you. He got the people with guns on his side. He got the people with land on his side. Two things that really matter in this country are guns and land. Just gonna be honest with you. It's a security thing. It's guns and land. That's what matters. That's why when I preach what I say, sovereignty requires what? Land and weapons. Food. They're ranchers with guns. They can provide for themselves for years with no problem. And they can defend their land with no problem. And they have stated already, if you pay attention, that they will defend themselves and their president with no problem. The one reason that we're not in the same situation as France, and we're not in the same situation as Australia, where they just came and take the guns and then they started to impose their will on you completely, is because this country has a problem to them. It's a solution to us, but it's a problem to them. Let me tell you what it is. This country has twice as many guns as people, literally. But those guns are in the hands of a very few minority of the country. But it has twice as many guns as people. The problem this creates, that you can't just come here and do what you want to America. Why? Because Great Britain tried that already, and guess what? We became our own country, so what the hell you think will happen in the second round? That's why they're trying to fatten us up, make us soft, gay, homosexuals. So they can come in and take over very easily. They try to make the man effeminate, not just homosexual, but effeminate. They put estrogen in our foods and our drinks. Why? So they can come in and take over. Right, but now back to impeachment. That's just a quick explanation of the Electoral College. Back to impeachment. The Senate, the House of Representatives has now impeached Donald Trump on two charges. One is obstruction of Congress. Let me explain to you how it's almost impossible for a president to obstruct Congress by simply not allowing some of his top staffers to testify. Every president, including Obama, did not let the Attorney General of the United States go before Congress and testify. That's one of his top officials, Eric Holder, for almost the entirety of Obama's second term. Congress wanted Eric Holder to go speak before them, and Obama would not let Eric Holder go before Congress. This is called presidential privilege. All right, this says executive privilege. This says that the president does not have to reveal all of his secrets to Congress because there is separation of powers in this country. Congress does not have the right to know everything the executive branch is doing. That's not their branch. Every single president, starting with George Washington, has used this executive privilege. That's why it was written into the Constitution. It wasn't passed later. It wasn't an amendment. It was written in there by our people who actually wrote the Constitution, in case you didn't know. That's why they call themselves the framers, not the writers. We wrote that Constitution. That's why it sounds so righteous. But it was written by unrighteous people. That's why it doesn't make sense to you. How the hell can somebody so unrighteous write a document that sounds so righteous when you read it? Because they didn't write it. It was all us. Anyways, there's a reason that executive privilege written in there is to protect the executive branch from situations like this. But now, because Donald Trump used his executive privilege, they say, oh no, you're obstructing Congress. That's not an impeachable offense. Not. The next one pertains to the Ukraine situation, where they say he would tell aid to get a political advantage. I don't think he would tell aid to get a political advantage. Let me tell you the whole situation. I've discussed it multiple times, so I'm gonna give you the short version. It's an episode up right now titled The Biden Situation, Hunter Biden, exactly what's going on in that situation. You can go listen so you'll know exactly what happened in the situation, but I'm gonna give you the short version. The short version is, all right, Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, also with the son of John Kerry and their roommate in college, and John Kerry's son roommate in college, created a company, an investment company. They've never been investment people before, but they created an investment company right around the time that John Kerry became Secretary of State in the Obama administration, right up under Joe Biden. When the Ukraine situation happened, Russia invaded Crimea. Ukraine became a strong proponent. They needed the United States protection, or Russia was going to come in on them too. Obama put Joe Biden inside of the Ukraine situation. Joe Biden lobbied for an $8 billion stimulus package to go to Ukraine to help them take care of their energy issues, because they didn't want to be so dependent on, so-called, they didn't want to be so dependent on Russia for energy. Even though Russia has a gas line, Nord Stream 1, running right through their country. But they don't want to be so dependent on Russia for energy, so we send them $8 billion. Or we're supposed to send them $8 billion. You got a rich oligarch in the Ukraine that owns the largest energy company in the Ukraine. He didn't give Hunter Biden a job on his board. At $600,000 a year, John Kerry's son also receives a part on the board, $600,000 a year. Also, this man who owns this energy company was banned from coming into the United States. Until after this situation happened, and then magically he got taken off the ban list. He also owned the biggest bank in Ukraine, the bank where the $8 billion was sent, and now the United States government has no trace of exactly what happened to that $8 billion. This is the last time the U.S. sent aid to the Ukraine. We lost it completely. We don't know what the fuck happened to it. Excuse my friends, I'm sorry. I don't know if you got kids watching this, excuse me. You get a little upset when we talk about situations like this, because so much unrighteousness going on. Right, but you see, Hunter Biden he doesn't have any knowledge of energy. He's not an energy person. He doesn't have a degree in it. He has no knowledge of energy. But he somehow gets a $600,000 a year salary to be on the board of an energy company. He has no experience running a business that even makes $8 billion a year, but yet receiving $8 billion from the U.S. government. Well, damn near. They're receiving probably $4 or $5 billion from the U.S. government. This doesn't sound a little fishy to you, something is wrong with you in the head. This doesn't sound like more somebody trying to investigate something that it could be some wrongdoing involved in, than someone just trying to get a political advantage. Something is wrong with you. All right, now Donald Trump is not, in Donald Trump's head, I'm going to let you know how he's thinking. In his head, he does not, by any stretch of the imagination, need an advantage over Joe Biden. He believes he can thoroughly beat Joe Biden. He believes there's less energy around Joe Biden than there was around Hillary Clinton. He does not believe that even Joe Biden's gonna win the election. Better yet, that Joe Biden could actually cause him problems. I can guarantee you this. I understand the way the man thinks. What he's trying to do now is expose corruption. He's saying, since you're going after me so hard and so heavy, I am going to go after you just as hard and just as heavy. So the reason that he would tell aid was not to get a political advantage, it was to get them to investigate a wrongdoing inside of their country. Not to mention that Congress had approved this aid and gave him the right to withhold it. He also let the aid go before the deadline set by Congress to release the aid. He did everything inside of the norms that any president would use, but because it was Donald Trump, they decided to impeach him for it. It's not an impeachable offense. In the vote in the House, you had two Democrats that voted completely. One of them is going to switch parties. He was before. So you had one Democrat that voted against both articles, and on one article, you had two Democrats that voted against. You also had a Democrat in the form of Tulsi Gabbard that's running for president, actually resigning from Congress, that decided to vote present, which pretty much means I'm not going to vote yes or no. I don't really got an opinion on the issue. Bumping. I'm here. I voted. All right, but I don't have a stake in the claim. I don't really care. Okay? You don't have any Republicans that switch and vote for the articles of impeachment. Let me tell you why. Because they make no sense whatsoever. If you go to any state, that's a Republican state. And that's why the Republicans are going to end up taking back the House. Because you got 30 Democrats that are in districts that Trump won. Because they support it, and those people, I guarantee you, went to those districts and said, listen, we're not going to go up here on all the impeachment bullshit. Excuse my friends again. Bull. We're going to go up here and try to get things done for the country. Instead of that, they went up there and got on the impeachment bull job. So you know what the country's going to say? We're going to kick you back out, and we're going to send a Republican back up there because you lied to us about what you was going to do for us. Now, what we must do, all right, just make sure we pay attention, is Israel. If you want to vote, vote. I don't tell anybody not to vote because nobody told Daniel not to get involved in the politics of Nebuchadnezzar's reign in Babylon. Daniel was heavily involved in the politics of it. So I can't tell you not to get involved in the politics of the country that you belong to because Daniel got involved in the politics of his country. You know, Nehemiah got involved in the politics of his country. And that allowed those people to eventually be able to help their people. You know, get out of bondage and get the help that we needed, get back to our land. So I'm not going to tell anybody not to be involved, and I'm going to tell you, make sure that you don't take no oaths, make sure that your allegiance is always to Israel. All right, but if you vote, hey man, vote, you can't vote the way that you think is going to help Israel. Not you, Israel, the whole nation. Our vote has to be one. And at one point, we need to come together and get a vote together and just say, listen, this is who we vote for. You can get the whole Israelite vote if you can agree to do certain things for us. All right, but anyways, you had an impeachment sham. And the worst part about it was the most partisan effort in the history of impeachment. The Republicans were not allowed to call any witnesses. They didn't have their own committee. They could ask their own questions. But now, that's about to go to the Senate. Nancy Pelosi is holding articles of impeachment saying the trial in the Senate cannot be bipartisan, a sham trial. But the trial in the House was a bipartisan sham trial. But now you expect someone to come back and do something for you. You expect someone to come back and say, hey, cool, I'll be nice to you even though you weren't nice to me. I'll be fair to you even though you weren't fair to me. That's not how life works. That's simply not how life works. You're not going to get that from anyone. Better yet, a politician. All right, you cannot expect that, but she does, and she's not going to get it. All right, the Republicans have pretty much came together and one might have flipped on a no-witness trial. Because if a Republican goes to run for Senate again in one of these states, that means it's just like a presidential election. It's majority of the state. There ain't no district. The whole state got to vote for you. It's an at-large state race. If they try to go back and they say, man, we continue this impeachment bull junk for another 6 months because we decided to try to call witnesses and all this other stuff, they will not win re-election in any state outside of California, New York, or maybe Florida. I think Florida gonna swing back red. So outside of California and New York, they're not gonna win too many elections. Maybe North Carolina, it goes a little blue sometimes. Colorado, states like that may go a little blue. But for the most part, majority of the states are red states. They're Republican. So those Republican senators are pretty much together on the fact that we're not gonna call any witnesses unless Trump wants to call witnesses. They're trying to convince Trump just not to go down that can of worms at all. Let me tell you what Trump want to do, though, because he's a law and order guy. He want to do is he want to call Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, want to subpoena Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and say, you can subpoena whoever you want. You can call whoever you want as witnesses, but I get to call whoever I want. And he wants to get his law team to ask Joe Biden about some of his dealings in the Ukraine, ask Hunter Biden about some of his dealings in the Ukraine. They want to bring that energy executive over, ask him some questions. They want to bring the president of Ukraine over and say, listen, under a court of law in the U.S., even though it doesn't really matter to you because you got diplomatic immunity, you can go right back home or go. You can kill somebody and go home. But did I bully you into doing anything? They want to bring all these people in and just prove the complete case against Joe Biden. And the reason that the Republicans don't even want to go through with this, is because the United States has a policy they don't tell a whole lot of people about. Or they pretty much buy countries. We're the way that the United Kingdom just took over countries, how the Queen ended up with the largest landmass, so-called, on the face of the earth. They just took over countries with no remorse, no apology. The United States does that with money. We just buy it. We don't go in with military force. We equate how much the military force will cost to take it over, and we say we'll see you X amount of aid in exchange for you putting this law, or let's put a base in your territory. This is a situation where Joe Biden was in charge of buying the Ukraine and he failed. The Republicans don't mind putting it out, but Donald Trump's not a politician. He don't understand how it works yet. So the Republicans are trying their hardest to kind of hide it in the bushes so the Democrats don't go against them when they try to do the same thing when they get back in office. They're not going to be able to. Donald Trump's not going to allow him to, I don't believe. I think he's going to keep biting on this until they allow it, because he knows he can't get impeached. He can't get removed. He knows he's not going to get. He can't get removed. He did nothing wrong. And no lawyer can prove in a court of law that he did something wrong enough to convince 51 senators to impeach him. Now, the next thing on the list. All right. Is exactly why they're impeaching Donald Trump. All right, so that clears up the Senate part. The Senate, let me explain to you how the Senate works, though, just so people can tell you. The Senate is like a trial. All right, the Senate is the jury. They don't even get to speak during the trial. They have to write their questions down, give them to the Chief Justice, and the Chief Justice, they don't even get to speak. All right, so the Senate is like the jury. The jury's gonna decide whether to let them free or to lock them up. The House trial was like the conviction. I mean, not like the conviction, like the indictment. So it was an indictment on XYZ, but now somebody has to actually convict them. You don't get put in prison for an indictment unless you don't got bail, or but you don't get put in prison for long periods of time on the indictment. Maybe in the United States criminal justice system, but it's not supposed to be. You have to get convicted to really get put into prison. All right. So Donald Trump hasn't been convicted. He's been indicted on false charges. Trumped up charges. Pretty funny, right? But now he has to go to the Senate to try to get convicted. The Senate's not going to convict him of anything. He did nothing wrong. Okay? So now moving on to exactly why they need to get rid of Donald Trump. There's two reasons. One, all right, main one. I'm going to go after the main one first. I ain't going to say the best for last. I'm going to say the best for first. The main reason, the same reason they killed Andrew Jackson. Same reason they tried to kill Ronald. Every president that's died by some type of outside force in the United States, you go Google this, they've had one thing in common. And all of them have been Democrats, all of them have been Republicans, all of them have been, old, whatever. All of them had one thing in common. They were going out to the banks. They were going out to the Federal Reserves. This is the one thing all of them had in common. They were going after the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve will not allow you to try to get rid of them in this country because they fought so hard to get into place. Donald Trump is going after that Federal Reserve. And that's the only reason they're trying to get rid of him so heavily. That's the reason why the media has pushed in there that he's so evil. And they've got their cronies in the House of Representatives, the Democratic Party, that they've put in place to come and say, okay, cool. We'll help you out what you need to do because we don't want the Federal Reserve going either. Now, the second reason is because he's an outsider. He's figured out some things that's going on in Washington that's not right. As much as you want to say Donald Trump is not right, he's figured out some things going on. He's not right in all situations. He's definitely not a righteous man. I wouldn't call him righteous. All right, but he's definitely figured out some things that are completely, and utterly unrighteous that he does not like. One being how the United States tries to buy countries like the Ukraine and gives the money to oligarchs, U.S. money. He's also trying to remove the U.S. hegemony from around the earth. All the U.S. troops that are stationed around the earth, he's also told the truth. Like when he said, the only reason we're still in Syria is to protect the oil. Rather than feed us some bullshit like Obama, like Bush, like Clinton, like Bush Sr., like even old Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, whoever you want to name, fed us some bullshit about why we was going to war. He told us the truth. Well, not Ronald Reagan. He told the truth, too. He told us the truth. He said, listen, we over here to protect this oil. We ain't over here for nothing else. This oil is the only reason we're here. We got nothing else to do here. This oil. You know that nobody likes the fact that he tells the truth. Everybody likes a lie. That's biblical. What the Bible say? It has to be a great falling away so the man of sin can be revealed. Right now, we're still thinking the United States government cares about us. The reason Donald Trump is so hated is because he's the first one that's put it all out in the open, exactly how the U.S. government feels about you. Obama felt the same way about Mexicans Donald Trump does, but he came out and just said, I love Mexicans. So everybody believed him. All right, and they decided, cool, we'll just ride with it. Even though he was deporting more people than Donald Trump can ever deport. Nobody pays attention to it. All right, Obama had 4 years in office where he had something Donald Trump never had. He had a Republican Senate and a Republican House of Representatives. You know what he started passing? Homosexuality, transgender rights, homosexual rights. Try to get his trade deals done. It didn't have anything to do with us. Nothing to do with his people. Not his people, because he's a Hamite. But his people, so-called, the people who got him elected. Did absolutely nothing for us in his first 4 years in office where he had, his first 2 years in office, I'm sorry, where he had a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate who have been able to push through whatever he wanted to push through, especially as far as civil rights is concerned. He made no effort towards it. Now, Donald Trump comes with opportunity zones, which gives a whole lot of money to 80% black communities. He comes with the First Step Act, which is the first step towards criminal justice reform. He comes with sickle cell research and funding. He comes to give private HBCUs funding for the first time in the history of the country. Yeah, he does all these things that are helping black people, regardless of how you feel about him. But because the media has told you that he's evil, you care less. You care more about what the media says than actually looking on paper as to what he did. All right, so that's the second reason that they don't want Donald Trump in office, because he's an outsider and he's exposing their secrets. And he's also doing things that if someone ever sits down and read, especially black people ever sit down and read, he's the closest thing to Ulysses S. Grant that we've ever had. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you a little history. Abraham Lincoln was not our friend. Abraham Lincoln said, if I can free the slaves and save the Union, I'd do it. If I keep motherfuckers enslaved and save the Union, I'd do it. If I can free some and keep others enslaved, I'd do it. That's what he ended up doing, freeing some and keeping others enslaved. Now, let me tell you a story about Abraham Lincoln, a couple of them. When troops went into West Virginia and they began to free slaves, Abraham Lincoln said, no, do not free them. When they went into Missouri and started to free slaves, Abraham Lincoln said, no, do not free them, because we don't want to make our friends in Tennessee mad. We don't want to make our slave-holding friends in Tennessee mad. So do not free the slaves. This is Abraham Lincoln's orders. He fired generals for freeing slaves. Literally, Google this. He fired generals because they emancipated slaves in territories that they're not allowed to emancipate. Abraham Lincoln was not your friend. Let me tell you who was not your friend, but he was your political friend. The president that came after Abraham Lincoln's little goonie and Andrew Johnson was done. A dude who came by the name of Ulysses S. Grant, he ran specifically and said, listen, black people, I got this XYZ I'm gonna do for you. Give me your vote and I get this done. He kept his end of the bargain, we kept ours. Donald Trump is the closest thing you're gonna get to that. That man that had some character behind him, not necessarily because everybody liked him, but said, listen, I told you I was gonna do this for your vote, and I will do this for your vote. No questions asked. It's the closest thing we're going to get to him, and Donald Trump, they say, oh, Donald Trump don't like black people, so fucking what? As long as you respect me. You don't got to like me. I don't like white people for the most part, I'm going to be honest. As a whole, I don't like them. They nasty, they stink, and they like to take over countries. Some of them I do like. Some of them I don't have a problem with, I'm going to be honest. Some of them it's okay, whatever, dude, you cool with me, because you can respect me. But majority of them I'm not very fond of, honestly. This is honest. But what we can't do, all right, is fall for someone liking us and taking that as respect. Because someone can like you and then slap you in the face. Like I've said about early episodes about Joe Biden and a video on my Instagram, at the Najib Melchizedek. All right. Joe Biden has been caught saying poor kids are just as good as white kids, saying all non-white kids are poor. Joe Biden got caught saying Obama was the first articulate, clean-cut black man that he's ever seen in his life. Joe Biden has been caught saying some of the most racist things I've ever heard a politician say and been able to keep his political career. If Donald Trump said the things that Joe Biden says, I'm going to tell you straight up. he wouldn't even be a candidate for president anymore. He would be damn near in jail if he would have said some of the things that Joe Biden has said about black people. But us, we just don't see it this way. We don't even understand. This is between someone saying they like us and someone respecting us because we got this slave mentality, not a sovereign mentality. We still act as slaves. All right, so this impeachment situation is a complete sham. I recommend that you side with Donald Trump because Donald Trump has sided with you. Google it. The only other, in my order right now, I'm going to give you my order for the presidential elections. I don't know if I've ever did this on my podcast. I'll give you my complete order for presidential. If you asking the Naja who to vote for, this is what I say. In a Democratic, I tell you to register Democrat. In a Democratic primary, because it's not a Republican primary, there's no point in registering Republican. Register independent or register Democrat. Go and register Democrat. All right, not saying you're a Democrat, but just to make sure for a fact that you can vote in a Democratic primary. During Democratic primary, go cast your vote for one or two people. At this point, I would say pretty much one person. I would say cast your vote for Andrew Yang and maybe Tulsi Gabbard, depending on how she does in the early states. It'll be a while before she gets to Georgia. If you live in Iowa or New Hampshire, holler at me on Instagram. We can discuss it a bit further because you are early states. All my South Carolina people, let me get with you a little early and we can figure out exactly who we gonna vote for over there. But I would advise right now voting for Andrew Yang or Tulsi Gabbard. Let me tell you why Andrew Yang. Andrew Yang, he's the only one that's went on actually two specific interviews and said, this is my specific plan for black people. He's the only one when asked about reparations, doesn't go to a house bill and say, I support this house bill. He actually says, yes, these people deserve some form of reparations. He's the only one that's doing this. Tulsi Gabbard, because she's so anti United States Empire, it'll allow the United States Empire to get so weak, all right, that we'll be able to overthrow it, in all honesty. Not overthrow the United States government here, but around the world, we'll be able to operate without so much U.S. interference once we get out of this place. It'll allow us to get out of this place a lot quicker because she'll allow us to get out of this place. All right, so those are two people in which I would say vote for in a Democratic primary. Now, next, if it comes down to Andrew Yang versus Donald Trump, I'm voting for Andrew Yang. Why? Because his plans are better, especially for us. All right, it may be us moving from Nebuchadnezzar, which was okay to us, to Darius the Mede, who was very good to us, somewhat. I don't want to say very, but somewhat. All right, to Cyrus, who released us from our lands. You know, Trump may be Cyrus, I don't know. But all right, you get a little bit closer to what you need right here. Now, after this, I would say definitely vote for this. There's no Democratic candidate outside of that's gonna make it. I'm gonna be honest. I like Deval Patrick, but he's not gonna make it. Alright, but there's only two Democratic candidates who I would say are better for us than Donald Trump, completely honest. Alright, I'm just being honest with you. It's only one, maybe two that I'll say that about. So we must look at it subjectively. Okay, I'm going to say Andrew Yang and then Donald Trump. That's my 1-2. If Andrew Yang is not allowed to win the Democratic nomination, Donald Trump win another landslide election victory like he did last time. Beat the shit out of everybody in most states. Because in all honesty, he's done everything he said he was going to do. He hadn't forsaken on any of his promises, or at least he's trying to do it. He might not have got it done yet, but you can see him making efforts. So the people he made a promise to, and now he's done something for us. Try to get us to say, well, it's cool, man. We'll somewhat support him. But we're not even doing that. So what we got to do as a people, man, is kind of stand up and say, okay, cool, listen. Okay, cool, listen. You got to do something for us for our vote. We're no longer going to give y'all a vote just because you say you're a Democrat. You got to prove exactly to us what you're going to do for us for our vote. One thing that I have planned, I'm going to discuss it. Well, probably my first actual video, one of my first videos in a while, I'll probably drop it on IGTV on Instagram. We have a plan forward that the United States government can take that all black people need to look at as an option. All right, it's called the New Goshen, the New Homestead. The New Goshen, the New Homestead plan. There's a plan I'm going to be revealing on IGTV sometime very soon. All right, at least the beginning stages of the plan. I'm not going to release the whole thing because, you know, we don't want the heathen to know everything we're doing. We're going to put it out there so our people can see it. We're going to operate in silence, though. This revolution will not be televised. I'm going to tell you again. This revolution, it ain't going to be televised. We ain't stupid no more. All right, but this impeachment thing is complete sham. Pay attention to exactly what's going on, okay? Don't let them fool you into thinking, don't let them fool you into scaring you. Like Donald Trump is just the most evil guy, and he's gonna cause us to go into internment camps. That ain't him. He ain't doing it, ain't never did it. All right? Everything that they tell you Trump's doing, Obama did it 10 times worse. All you gotta do is Google it. Google will tell you real easy, in black and white. Multiple sources tell you Obama was much worse than Donald Trump on everything that Donald Trump is bad on, so-called. Obama is just a much better politician. He's a much better liar. Donald Trump ain't a good liar. All right? So us as a people, man, we got to stand up and step forward and say this is how we rocking, this is what we doing. All right? That's the fallacy of the impeachment situation. All right, so don't let it fool you. Don't let it shock you. Don't let nobody tell you Donald Trump ain't the president no more. A bunch of dumb shit, or that he won't be the president, or that he can't run for re-election. And let me tell you one last thing on this. Let me tell you the reason why, one, they waited so long to do this impeachment, and why they did it so quick. And number three, why Nancy Pelosi is now holding the articles from the Senate in real life. Because most people in this country, outside of, once again, I say Los Angeles, New York City, those big conglomerate, places, they don't give a damn about this impeachment bullshit. They don't care. It doesn't affect them. Donald Trump ain't did nothing that wrong, and they eyes should be going through all this impeachment stuff. It's taking up time from real issues that can really be discussed, especially in the House. The House now, instead of trying to do some more things for us, for the people, get what they're doing, looking into more impeachment articles. So the country isn't exactly enjoying being bamboozled like this. That's the reason they went Nancy Pelosi waited so long. Now, the next thing that's a problem for all these three different categories is, listen, if you impeach, they're going to see this as the Democrats trying to take away their president. If the Democratic-controlled House impeaches, but the Republican-controlled Senate ends this trial in less than 2 weeks, once we get to it in January, once January rolls around, and by the end of January, the impeachment trial is completely over and nothing came of it, the Republicans are going to come out and vote stronger than you've ever seen a Republican vote in your lifetime. They're going to come out and vote like they voted for Reagan's second term. You should go Google that election total and see exactly how bad they came out and voted. All right? You're poking a bear. You keep poking it, eventually you're going to wake it up. Same thing with us. They poking a lion. You keep poking it, eventually you're going to wake it up. They didn't woke it up because they tried to completely just nullify a vote. They tried to nullify a general election. All right, so that's the problem they're facing. It's political suicide if they don't at least get somewhat of a trial out of the Senate. It's complete political suicide by the Democratic Party. All right, so just pay attention to all these things.